to the Nebuchadnezzar?
I'm done.
Done? Oh. So we got to say Takno. You don't help us, Mazel Tov. Okay, wonderful.
It's your time.
Yeah. What are we up to? We got up to Yud Amud Aleph, I think, no? Iboy Lahu, Tchilas Biakoina, Sof Biakoina. What's the definition of Tchilas Bia? What's the definition of Sof Bia? So, Poshe Pshat, when you learn the Gemaris and Yevamas, Tchilas Bia is called Ha'aro. It says in the Chumash a few times, Es Mekora He'aro. That's called Tchilas Bia. That one is Chayv Nisa for Boal Eishisisha, Boal other Arayas with Tchilas Bia. And one is Chayv Malkus, let's say Boal Achosa is Malkus, for Tchilas Bia is enough. And Nivola, the Pasala, if a Jewish woman is Nivola to a Nochri, or to a Cholol, a Mamzer, a Nasan, she becomes a Zayn, Asura, the Kahuna, Tchilas Bia is enough. And Yibum is Kaina, Tchilas Bia is enough. The Gemara knows that from Pesukim. Kol HaTarakula, Tchilas Bia is enough. Ha'aroh is enough. What's the one exception to the rule? Be'ini Gemar Bia? Ba'shivcha Harufa. Because there the Loshen HaPasik implies Gemar Bia. So what's the definition of Tchilas Bia? What's the definition of Ha'aroh? So the Gemara there in Yevamos has a machlokes amaron, whether Ha'aroh is Neshikas Eiver, Ha'aroh is Hachnasas HaTorah. Neshikas Eiver means that the Eiver HaZachrus is touching the Eiver HaNakrus on the outside before it even enters into the Gufa Isha. And the other opinion in the Gemara is that that Ha'aroh, that's just Kiru Basar. Neshikas Eiver, when the Eiver HaZachrus is touching on the outside, that's only Kiru Basar, that's not a Maisa Bia at all. And Tchilas Bia means Hachnasa Sator. Now there's a further question. When you say Hachnasa Satora, what does the word Atora mean? Atora means the beginning of the Eva HaZachas. How much of the beginning of the Eva HaZachas? So the word Atora appears in Masech Shabbos and Perek Ablezer de Milo. Masech Shabbos has 24 prokim. So the Mefarshim explained that Shabbos is like a Kala, and in the days of Tanakh, based on the Pesukim and Yecheskel, would appear that a Kala used to wear 24 pieces of jewelry. Okay, so Rabbi Yudal Nassim made 24 pieces of jewelry for the Kala of Shabbos. He made 24 prokim. Could have made 30 prokim, could have made 15 prokim. He made 24 prokim. Those are the tachshitim of the Kala. So it didn't have to be 24. So one whole perek really has nothing too much to do with Hilchus Shabbos. The perek HaBlezer the Mila has all the Dinim of Bris Mila. Happens to say that Mila Bismatim, Decha Shabbos. Okay, you didn't need a whole perek to say that, but he wanted to make 24 prokim, so he padded it. Same thing, Maseches Megillah. The Dinim of Purim don't really deserve to have a whole Masechta. But because the Yerushalmi says, because the Pasuk says, the Megillah says, Dayanam Ha'ele, what is it, Nizkarim and Asim, Mezichum Lo Yosim, Metoich HaYehudim. The Jews will never forget to celebrate Purim. The Jews will always say, I think even under the communists, that they didn't let them keep anything, but Purim, I think everybody went to shul. They all knew that Purim, we got to celebrate. But because it says Uzichm lo Yosim Terech Hayhudim, Purim will never be forgotten. So that's why Rabbi Yudah Nasa made a homosichta for Hilchus Purim. And he padded it with Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah and Hilchus Beis HaKnesses and all the Ein Beins. All the Ein Beins have very little to do. Ein Bein Adarish and Adarishen. But then the rest of all of the Ein Beins have nothing to do with in Yoni Purim. He padded it. He made four prokim to make a homosichta in Maseches Megillah. That Zichm lo Yosim Terech Hayhudim. So there's a whole perek there, a perek of Lezer de Mila. A little bit to do with Hilchus Shabbos. Rubid de Rubid, 95% of the perek has nothing to do with Hilchus Shabbos. It just gives you all the dinim of Bris Mila. So one of the dinim is, how much skin do you have to cut off? From the Orhor, how much you have to go? So once you have to cut off, Basa HaChoyfa, Basa means it. Mebre HaChoyfa, Esroivo HaTorah. You say Rubid Kekula, if you left a little bit, if the boil didn't do such a gebal, good job, l'chatchila, there's a din of zekei levan vehid the mitzvah, the moshe cut off all the orha orla. If he leaves a little bit, that's called tzitzin shei, makman es hamila, he did a sloppy job, and it's not a hid the mitzvah. Hid the mitzvah, he should do a nice job. So what's the definition of basa ha'chayfa? Basa means the membrane. Basa ha'chayfa is raiv ha'atorah. Raiv of the atorah has to be megula. What is the definition of atorah? So there are two kinds of crowns. No, the Ator is a crown. No. Sometimes the baby is born, so they name the baby girl Crainville. or the crown, or the name in Hebrew, they call it Batara. Usually it's named after a great-grandmother's name was a crown. So there are two kinds of crowns. Sometimes you wear a crown that goes around like this, sometimes you wear a crown that goes like this. Two kinds of crowns. So this is a machlokes in Achronim. The Beis Yosef quotes Matzasi Kasu. He quotes a machlokes, what's the definition of Basa Chayfas Rei Vator? So one sheet is that the Torah is the whole tip of the Eva HaZachrus. The Eva HaZachrus goes like this, and then there's a little indentation. And then it goes like this. So one opinion is that the whole tip is the Torah. The other opinion is, no, this is the Torah. So it's a major difference. If you say the Torah is the whole tip, so let's say I removed all of the skin that covers the gid, the Eva HaZachrus, up until here. So that's 75%. 70% of the basar, of the membrane, was removed. But this whole thing is mechusa. This whole thing is mechusa. So the Beis Yosef quotes Matzasi Kasu, he found that Ksav Yad, he doesn't identify who it is. Chacham Sfardi, I think. Chacham Sfardi, no, that's not the Atara. Torah is over here. This is the Torah. So you have to have Basar Chayfas, Reva Torah has to be removed. It's a bigger chumrah. A person can have removed 70% of the Orla over here, and he didn't even remove anything from the Torah. If all the Torah is the indentation over here. The Chut HaMakif, that's what they call it, the Chut HaMakif. So when you say Hachnasa so Torah, the Gemara has the Machlekes there in Yevamos, with Tosis quotes. Where is it? Nivam. It's Daf and Nunhei over there. So the Mishnah learns that in Kol HaTorah Kula Benegeta Misa Benegeta Kores Benegeta Chatos Benegeta Malkas Benegeta Nivel Ol Apostle Apsola that Benegeta Eishis Isha Zinso. All these dinim. Tchilas Bia is also called the Maisa Bia Ha'aroh. Korah Ha'aroh Ha'aroh is Tchilas Bia. And the only time you need Gemar Bia is by Shivcha Harufa. Fine. And then the Gemara has a net daf and machlokes amarim. What's the definition of tchilas bia? So according to one opinion, the shika sever, because the eva hazach is just on the tip of the eva. It has to be eva chai. Eva meis is not. It has to be the eva hazach. It has to be in an erection. It has to be stiff. If it's eva meis, if it's limp, that's not called bia. Shamish beva meis is not called bia. That's a different Gemara. Other Gemaras. So you have to have Eva Chai, has to be stiff erection, and then how much do you have to be Achnasa Sator? So that's a discussion in Ebenezer Machlek Zachrenim, whether Mikta Satora or Kolo Atora. But what does Atora mean? So if Atora means the Chut HaMakif, so you need everything until you get to the Chut HaMakif. So that means Kolo Atora. That means Kolo Atora. If you're talking about Miktas HaTorah, they're obviously assuming that the HaTorah means the tip of the Aver, not the Chut HaMakif, the thing that's mamash a quarter of an inch. Goes the whole beginning of the Aver HaZachas. So what is, okay, so that's important for the Pshat and Daisis. So our Gemara has the Shaila, Iboilahu, Tchilas Biakoina, Sov Biakoina. So Tais says, what kind of a Shat? Gemara says, Nafkemina, Kigon, Shehera, Bo, he did Ha'arah. He did Tchilas Bia and didn't do Gmar Bia yet. In the middle, the funny girl over here, Pashtiyot V'kibu Kedushin, she's in the middle of having Tashmish with this boyfriend. Another boyfriend gives her a ring and he says, Ariam Kedushin, she says, I want to marry him. I don't want to marry the one who's having Tashmish with me now. I'm a Shugana. Okay. So the Shaila is, if Gmar Bia is kind of, so she's not yet married to the first one, so she's still free, she's still single, so she can accept the Kedushin from the second boyfriend. And if you say Tchilas Bia Koina, so she's ready in Eishes Ish. That's one Nafkemina. Okay. Inami, another Nafkemina, the Kain Gadol, the Kokani Besula Bibia. What's the Shaila? With the Rabbanon, we have it in Rav Mangan Aman and Mekadosh Bibia. No one's allowed to be Mekadosh Bibia, period. Even if you're not a Kain at all. You don't have to be a Kain Gadol. Yeah, no one's allowed to be Mekadosh Bibia. The Gemara Shaila is, before they made that Din the Rabbanon, that it's Pritzuso, that it's not their Cheretz to be Mekadosh Bibia. So originally, it was Mutta for many centuries, it was mutter to be Mekadosh B'Biyah. So the Shaila was, can a Kohen Gadol also be Mekadosh B'Biyah or not? Because a Kohen Gadol, there's an essay, who he should be B'Suleh Yikach, he has to marry Davke B'Sulas. If he say Mekadosh B'Biyah, only the Gmar B'Biyah is kind of, by the time he's going to get to the Gmar B'Biyah, she's already a Be'ulah. So even though it's Bula Satsma is a question. Let's say the Kohen Gadol was Mazana with a single girl. All kinds of Kohen Gadol. By Sheni, yes, they bought the position, so it doesn't have to be such a big tzaddik. We visualize the Kohen Gadol, a holy tzaddik. Not necessarily the case. So let's say the Kohen Gadol is Mazana with a girl, she's Bula Satsma. So that also an Issa Deraisa, is that only an Issa Derabban? So that's a discussion there in Yevamos, whether Bula Satsma is a Deraisa Derabban. Our Gemara seems to be assuming that the Pasha, the Bula Satsma is an Issa Deraisa, the Pasha Peshat and our Gemara. Sounds like it's not a Derabban. So the Gemara has a Shaila, before they made the Gzera Derabban of prohibiting everybody from being Makadosh B'Biyam Shum Pritzusa, was it Mutter on the level of Deraisa? Was it ever Mutter for a Kohen Gadol to be Makadosh B'Biyam? If he say only Gmar Bias Kaina, so by the time you're going to get to make the Kinyan, she's already a Bula, because when he had the Trilos Bia, she's already a Bula. So Bula Satsma is an Issa, who Isha Bibsalah Yikach. There's no Loisa Essay, the Lav, you only get Malkus if you violate a Lav. If you violate an Essay, there's no Malkus. So the Lav is only if he marries Grusha, if he marries an Almana, Almana La Yikach, Chalola, Zaina. Gemara later in Kiddushin has a hechetim, so the Kohen Gadol is boil a woman who's all four. She's a grusha, zayna, chavala, and an amana. All four. The Gemara says it depends what order did all of these happen. What order did these things happen in? Because we have a kalal of enis and chalalisa. So the rules and regulations, which is chal on top of which? These are. Gemara says first she has to become an Amman and then she becomes a Grusha afterwards. Grusha is more inclusive than Issa. Amman is very strict and only Asura to a Kohen Gadol. But the Issa Grusha will be an Issa Kailo. It's Chala many more people, so it's Chala animals. Gemara in the last paragraph talks about the Ishua of Issa Chalalis. So the Kohen Gadol may get, if he boil Isha Achas once, he can get four times Malkus, depending if the second, third, fourth, and Isurim took place in the right order, in a way that it's Issa Chalalisa, but he won't get Malkus for Ba'ula. Ba'ula is only an Issa Rese. That's an Issa. So the Gemara sounds like it, our Gemara sounds like it's assuming that Ba'ula Satsma is an Issa Deraisa by the Kohen Gadol. And if you hold your only kind of it be a big Mar Bia, so the Kohen Gadol would be awesome and authority to be. He already is a Kohen Gadol when he's getting married. Usually they point the guy's Kohen Gadol, the old Kohen Gadol died, so they point someone who's already married with grandchildren. They appoint someone who's already a mature person. They don't appoint a young guy who's not married. Or maybe they appointed a person as the Kohen Gadol, then his wife died. So the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. All year long it's not so important that he should be. It's important that everyone should be married. No one should be single when you reach a certain age. Don't rush to get married right after your bar mitzvah. But we discussed the first page in Ebenezer. Bishmol discusses why don't we insist everyone should get married the day after their bar mitzvah. So he says it's going to interfere with your program of life. Getting married and having children is part of a program of life, and we don't say ben shlosh esrei lemitzvah. We say ben shmona esrei lechupa. It should fit into the rest of the program of life. So nochmal, so the Gemara, the suffix is at the time that it was still mutter for everybody else to be mekadosh b'bia, is it also for the Kohen Gadol to be mekadosh b'bia? So if you're tchilas b'ya kaina, so he's kaina simultaneously with his making her into a bula. So she's not yet a bula. But if you hold Gemar Bia as Kaina, and the Tchilas Bia makes her into a bula already, then the Kohen Gadol is prohibited min HaTorah to be Mekadosh B'Bia. That was the Gemar Shaila. So what's taka the answer? So here the Gemar says, Amra Meimah Mishmei Derava, the answer is Kalabo Daita Gemar Bia, only Gemar Bia. Only Gemar Bia. So Taisa says, what in the world are they talking about? It's a whole chunk of a sugya in Yevamah. It's not just one line. It goes on and on and on and on. By Chayvi Mises and Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Chatos, B'Shoigeg and Malkus and Nivolol Apostolop, Athanasius Hishazinsa, and Kola Tarakula, with the one exception of Shivcha Harufa that depends on Gemar Bia. But everything else depends on Tchilos Bia. How can Agamar say against all 20 lines there in Maseches Yevamah? The Mishnah. It's the Mishnah Yevamah. Abba Yevimtoi. Chidas Bia's enough, then the Gemara elaborates. Chavi Mises, Chavi Ma, everything is the same. It's a Pella. That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis has four Terutzen. So the first two Terutzen and Tosis are Kemat the same. That the Gemara in Yevamos is the correct thing. That Chilas Bia is kind of. That's a Din Ha'arok, Gemara Bia. Kala Tarakula, with the one and only exception of Shivcha Harufa. So Harufa is enough. But Rava said a din over here, an umdina, psychological umdina, kala boil, daito al gmar bia. It's not al pidin yinit gmar bia. No, if we would know that he had in mind to be kind of issues with the Tchilas bia, Tchilas bia is also good. Harufa is kik mar bia, as it says there in Yibamis. Rava is just saying an umdina. If he does a whole bia, then he probably has a mind to be kind of big mar bia. So Tosis, that's the first two answers in Tosis, but there's a shade of difference between the two. So Tosis says, the Omer Rashba, who's this Rashba? There's a Sefer Chidush HaRashba on Kiddushin, that's by Asfardi. That's the Talmud of the Ramban. Tosis lived before the Ramban. That's not the Rashba. The Rashba here is the Rash Mishans. Rabbein Hashem Shem B'Rabbi Avram. That's the Bala Tosis, the Talmud of the Rabbein Talmud. Omer Rashba. That what ki amin and harua kaina haina bishaloi osa ki im harua upirish miyad muchach, he demonstrates that his psychological shaloi b'daito liknas big marbia avloch amarish gomah biyosa does lakani b'harua ki imish daito ag marbia vadosh machiach ken kam kalba daito ag marbia. Sure. The Rivom says the same thing, but with a slight variation. Rivom tirit the same thing. What a nictus bahara, the Gemara is correct in Yavamas. Aina Bishapirish, he says in advance, he tells the Adim, he's gonna be Makadish the Isha Bibiya. When you Makadish Bibiya, the Gemara says you don't have to have Adim. When you Makadish an Isha because of a Bishtar, you have to have Adis Lakim Adovah. That's the Gemara Samach Rav. Makadish an Isha, you have to have Adis Lakim Adovah. But by Kiddush Bibiya, you don't need Adim in the bedroom when he's doing the Bibiya. You tell the Adam to stand outside, and you tell them, Rashi on the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, right? Tell the Adam, I plan to be Mekadosh B'Pia, and they should stand outside. And the Chachamim established, L'mesara kos ve'la l'chachamim. The Chachamim have the right to determine how much you have to see. Whose Lashon is that? L'mesara ha'kosul ve'la l'chachamim. The Keset Mishnah has it with respect to? What do you say? Malachas Chalamad is earlier, there, right? That's the Kes Mishnah applies this expression to Chukasakam. When is something, what's included in Chukasakam, what's not? The Kes Mishnah says, Lama Sara HaKas Me'el HaKacham. You say it's a Gemara, the Gemara has a price to determine what's Mutam and what's also a Chalamad. Pasuk implies that you're not allowed to do Malach on Yontif, but a chalamoid, you're allowed to do malacha. But then it's mashma, b'chol you're allowed to do malacha, chalamoid, you're not allowed to do malacha. So a little bit, yeah, a little bit, no. So Gemara says, l'masara kas v'alach hachamim, to establish what you're allowed to do, what malacha is you're allowed to do, chalamoid, what you're not allowed to do. So that's a machlokes rishonim, what does that mean? So there's a machlokes rishonim, whether malacha is chalamoid, is an isa deraisa or an isa derabbanan. Where's that Tosfos? Tosfos has 2 days. This is the last daf in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. So the Tosfos has 2 opinions. The Gemara says, "L'masara hakas v'alach hachamim," means that the hachamim invented the isa malacha v'chalamay. L'masara hakas, the Torah gave the rabbis the right to invent an isa d'rabbanan, and they invented an isa malacha v'chalamay. But he say, "No, there's a new concept here. Whenever something in Chumash is vague, l'masara hakas v'alach hachamim to determine what's included in the pasuk, what the pasuk is alluding to, and what it's not alluding to." So that's a fundamental machlokes in Tosfos. 2 opinions: malacha v'chalamay. Is there Raisa and it's Lamasar Kasvela Chachamim, or the whole Issa was invented by the rabbis? Lamasar Kasvela Chachamim is the Torah gave the rabbis the right to invent the Rabbanans. So that's Machloek, the Mechaba and the Ramah. Mechaba writes, and Malachas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanan, and the Ramah writes, no, Malachas Chalamoid is the Raisa. What's an Afkamina Halach Lamaisa? There's a whole Masechus Maid Kot, has all the dinim spelled out about Malachas Chalamoid. So what's the difference? What is the Raisa and the Rabbanan? Afkimin will be Sufik. Sufik the Raisa Lachum is Sufik the Rabbanan Lakul. So the Gemara has an Ibai Deloiv Shita in Hilchas Chalamoid. Teku. So what do you do whenever the Gemara says Teku? Ananisa, Abbas Bacholov or something. See, if the Gemara has a Teku Ananisa the Raisa, Teku the Raisa Lachumer. If the Gemara has a Teku Ananisa the Rabbanan, then you say Teku the Rabbanan Lakula. We just tasted discuss that. How do you pass can have a Teku? The Rom Mesich, that's the end of the first parak in Gittin. The last Daman base, I think, in the first parak in Gittin, the Tosfos says different opinions. So the Pashta says, take on the din the rice and safik the rice and chumer, and take on the din the rabban and safik the rabban lekula. So the Gemara Ma'id Katan has a nebai dalei pshita, and they say take on. The Mechaber paskins lekula, and the Rambam paskins lechumer. Rabbi Kiveger and Arachayim writes why? Because Machabla Shitasa, the Ramad Shitasa, Machabla Paskin, Malachas Chalamayd is only awesome in the Rabbanan. He understood like those Rishonim, Lamazar Kasa, Malachacham. Torah gave the rabbis the right to invent it in the Rabbanan, but it's only the Rabbanan. That you have an Ebayd, the Leib Shit, and Rechlas Chalamayd, you can go the Kudam. And the Ramad Shitasa says not so. If you have a Dover HaAveh, that's Mutter, Dover HaAveh is Mutter, Chamor, but if you have a Safik Dover HaAveh, That's not dependent on the machlokes of the Chabad Ramah. If you have a Safik Dabah Havi, that's called Dabah Havi. You can lose your job. You can use a fortune of money. So a Safik Dabah Havi is considered Dabah Havi. That's not called a Safik Deraisa Luchum. Dabah Havi is put in a Safik Dabah Havi. It's called the Dabah Havi. But if you have a Sveik and a Din in the Gemara, fine. So you find. So who says La Mesara HaKosav El LaChachamim? Whose line is that? When you get to Edus. When you mekadosh an isha b'kesef, so the edim have to see the way he gives over the ring. Mekadosh an isha b'shtayni edim to watch edim asira. The Rabbeinu Tam says even if there's a Rabbeinu Tam gittin davdala nemanal perogal Rabbeinu Tam loyma. Rabbeinu Tam used to say even if you hold like Rab Meir, hold the edi chasima karsi, you have to have edi chasima because the way of shtakinyan works. We learned the Tesis on Tesamanal. The way of shtakinyan works according to Rab Meir's opinion is. By my giving the girl a ride that we're married, she becomes married. My giving my wife a ride that we got divorced, she becomes divorced. But my giving you a raya that the house belongs to you, the house now belongs to you. By my giving a matvis raya, the yara sheni, that a kinyan took place, that's what causes the kinyan to take effect. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Eidei chasima karsa means every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya, and by giving you the raya, that's what causes the kinyan to take effect. So according to Rav Meir, there's no need for eidei mesira. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rogel Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam and the Gaon of Old, no. There's no need for Eidim Mesira, and that's a pellet. Rabbeinu Tam says, what are they talking about? You need Eidim Mesira when you give a ring to the Kala. You need Eidim Slakim Adover for Adover should be able to be Chal. So just like you need Eidim watching when you give the ring over, so you need Eidim watching when you give the Shtar over. So everybody holds that you need Eidim Mesira. That's Eidim Slakim Adover. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rogel Rabbeinu Tam, Leimer Rabbeinu Tam is to say that L'chola days you need Eidim Mesira. The whole machlokes says that you need Eidei Chasima also. Rav Meir says you need Eidei Chasima, that's the definition of a shtar. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as the shtar raya, so you need Eidei Chasima. Rav Loza says, not true. Shtar raya needs Eidei Chasima. Shtar kinyan is a different thing. It doesn't have to start off with shtar raya.
Oh,
that's the deal. That's the shayla. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuvas Maimoni. You know what the Tshuvas Maimoni are? On the back of every volume in the Rambam. How many volumes are there in the Rambam? Yudalit, Yadach HaZokah, 14. Ben Gurion once told Rav Zalman, he read through the Rambam's 14 Svarim, he didn't see anything special there. He read all the Yadach HaZokah. So in the back of every volume of the Rambam, the 14 Svarim, they have a collection of Tshuvas by the Baal HaTosfos that had nothing to do with the Rambam. They just printed it. In the back, that's called Tshuvas Maimoni. Tshuvas Maimoni has nothing to do with the Rama. Same thing, Hagos Maimoni, on the bottom of the page, has nothing to do with the Rama. He just tells you what the Baalei HaTosfos have to say about this topic, usually not agreeing with the Rama. If it's an offhand Gemara, there's not going to be any Hagos Maimoni. I'm just quoting a Gemara. If it's the Rambam's original interpretation in the Gemara, the Sfardish interpretation, so the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the page is going to say, but we don't follow that, we follow the Baalei HaTosfos. So in the back of each sefer, in the back of Noshim, in the back of Kedusha, and so on, so they have a collection of tshuvas, many from the Maram Rutmerg, some from other Baalei HaTosfos. That's called Tshuvas Maimoni. So this Tshuvas Maimoni is discussed at length in Hilchas Kedusha, a tshuva by the Maharam Rutmerg. He distinguishes between Kedusha Bia on the one hand, as opposed to Kedusha Kesef and Shtar. When you do Kedusha Kesef and Shtar, you have to have the Eidim watching the giving over of the Tabas. When you give to Shtar, so Rabbeinu Tam Roga Loima that L'chola Deis you need Eidim Mesira. It's a Dovish B'Yerba if you want the Kiddushin to be Chal. When you do Kiddushin B'Yerba, you don't invite the Eidim to come into the bedroom when they're having Tashmish together. You tell the Eidim to stand outside and then we say Hein Hein Eide Yichud Hein Hein Eide B'Yerba. So how you talking? What kind of business is this? How did you determine that here you need Eidim watching the giving of the Tabas? Here he's going off outside. So that's the line that the Jewish Maimonides writes, L'masorah HaKosav El HaChachamim. It's up to the Chachamim to determine how much of a Rias HaMaisa you have to have. It's not enough. Let's say, I got a wedding invitation, and I didn't go to the wedding. I was in Eretz Yisrael. The wedding took place in America. But I know the wedding, I'm one day in Kiddush. What do you mean? He's in Eretz Yisrael. How can he be one day in Kiddush? It wasn't there. So how close do you have to be to the Chosun Kala? How close do you have to be? How much do you have to see? So that's what the Maharam Rutberg writes in his Tshuva, B'Masar Kosv Al HaChachamim. It's a little vague in the Chumash. To what extent do the Eidim, the Kiyam Adova, have to be watching? So he says, by Kiddush it be, it's not Derech Eretz. That you should have Eidim in the bedroom. So there the Chachamim establish, it's good enough. Came by Kesav and Shtar, then we would insist that you have to have Eidim in the room. And now the Rishonim disagree. They say, no, that just like it's good enough by Kiddush it be, so it's good enough by Shtar and Kesav also. As long as the Eidim are around and they know that it was taken care of, they didn't actually see him put the ring on the girl's finger. Maybe the girl had the ring on before. They heard the chosin say harayat, and they see that they saw him holding the ring before. Now it looks like the girl is bearing the ring. When he leaned over and he said, they heard him say harayat mukudeshim. When he leaned over, they couldn't see anything. And now they see that he no longer has the ring in his hand, the ring is on her hand. Maybe he threw the ring in his pocket and she had the ring on her hand all along. Maybe they didn't see the whole thing. So that's a question, and is there a machloikis? There's a discussion, is there a machloikis HaRishonim? The Chasam Sofer claims there never was a machloikis HaRishonim. They're talking about different cases, they don't disagree. Pashta says that there is a disagreement here, that the Maharam Rutberg says, L'Masar HaKosav El HaChachamim, that's a little unclear to what extent you have to have Rias HaMais. So the thing is, you need Eidus L'Kim Adover by Kiddushin. So here, Tiri Cheskel is a Sefer of Chiddush Yitar written by a person who was a Magid Shira in Slavotke, in Yeshiva, in Europe, in Lithuania. Rambi Yeshiva HaKdosha, or Yisod B'Slavotke, Lita, Chesko Borstein. So he thinks that there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between the Rashbo Balatosis, the Rashmishans. We have Tosis Rashbo, I'm Psochem, that's by the Rashmishans. So there's a machlokes between the Rashbo, the Rashmishans, and the Rivam. What's the machlokes? The Rivam says he has to say in advance, I'm going to be Mekadosh B'Bia, and I'm only going to do a Harah. I'm only going to do a Harah. And the Rashmishan says, if he does a Harah, then he's Pirish. Then after he's Pirish, they realize that that's all he had in mind to do was a Harah. At the time he began the Bia, let's say they are in the room, very strange, they are in the bedroom. So at the time that he did the Harah, the Eidim thought he's probably going to continue to do Agmar Bia. Why should he stop in the middle? And then he stops in the middle. So after he stops, it's Igloi Muslim Afreya, that 3 seconds ago, he really was Makadosh. At the time that he was doing the Harah, they didn't realize. The Eidim probably didn't realize that he only had in mind to do a Harah. They probably thought he was going to do Agmar Bia. And Kol HaBoel Daita Agmar Bia. But after he stops doing the Harah and he's Pirish, then it's a Glow Milsman Afreya, so that's considered Eidus L'Kim Adov. Even though at the time that they were watching, they didn't realize that this is a Kiddush. And the Rivam seems to disagree, and he says no, that the Eidus L'Kim Adov have to have a knowledge at the time that Kiddush is taking place, they have to know at that time that the Kiddush is taking place. So basically, the Rivam and the Rash Bala, the Rash Mishans, the Rash Bo Bala Taisin said the same answer. Agmar just saying an Umdiran, Kolabal Daitag Marbiya. The Gemara here knew the din in Yevamis, that Tzilas Biyazana. But they want to know, is that the Umdine, that he has a mind to be Mekadosh with Tzilas Biyah, or is the Umdine probably has a mind to be Mekadosh with the end? So they said, the din is Tzilas Biyazana, but the Umdine usually is Daitag Mar Biyah. And if you have an exceptional case where it's obvious that his intention was to be Mekadosh with the Tzilas Biyah, then the din in Yevamis will apply. Then we'll say the Tzilas Biyah is kind of. And they seem to argue about this detail, major detail. Do the Eidim have to be aware at the time that they're watching the Ma'aseh Kedushin that this is the Ma'aseh Kedushin? Is it good enough even if it becomes Nesbarer a few seconds later? Yeah, why? What's a big deal? What's a few seconds later? Don't we have a Din Terke Dediba Kediba Domi? That's what he discussed. Don't we have a Din Terke Dediba Kediba Domi?
Holding only if they're in the bedroom.
Yeah, if they do like normal people do, he tells the Eidim, you stand outside and I'm going to be Mekadosh B'Bia, like Rashi writes on the Mishnah, then you apply the rule, Hein Eri Yichud, Hein Eri Bir. He says he wants to be Kaddish with Bir, so they don't. So he said in advance he's going to do a Bir. They don't know when he's going to do this. Within the first minute, the second minute, the third minute, they don't know. They come back an hour later. The Edom are standing outside for an hour, so they don't know when he does it. So then it's not Shach to say a Machlokes. The whole Machlokes, the Rashbo, Balatesis, and the Rivam is if they're in the bedroom and they see in the middle he's doing the Bir, but he didn't tell him in advance that he's only going to do a Tchilas Bir. He didn't tell him, and they didn't realize that that's all he's going to do till after he stops. So the Rivam sounds like holds that that's not acceptable.
You can't say later.
If they realize later that what they saw...
And they didn't see anything. They were outside. He tells them, he said he has to say it beforehand.
He didn't tell them in advance.
He didn't tell them in advance. He told them later. This is what I did.
No, Ms. Tama, that's not good. So they didn't realize at the time that he's doing Kiddushin Bir.
No, he said, I'm going to do Bir.
Okay.
But he didn't say... He didn't specify.
He didn't say Tchilas Bir, Gmar Bir.
He didn't say.
Doesn't matter. I would assume that that's good. The Edom know that he's doing Kiddush Bir. However, they don't know exactly when.
He can say later that I did on the Gerorah.
Okay. Later.
He doesn't have to be in the room. So.
Right. Normally they're not in the room. When a man,
even
before the Chacham prohibited Kiddush Bir, normal was that the Edom stand outside. And you say, hey, nani yichud, hey, nani bir. So they don't know exactly when he's doing the bir. So as long as he says in advance, and then later on, they both survived, and then he said he did the Kiddush bir, so it's good. So we assume he did the Kiddush bir. They are both talking, the Rivam and the Rashba talking, they are in the room, and they see him doing the Tchilas bir. At the time that he did Tchilas bir, they probably thought his plans to finish off. So the Rashba Balataisa says it doesn't matter. If he stops in the middle, so then that's an indication that that's all he had in mind to do. So Tzigloi Milsat Mafreya, that they, at the time that they were watching do the bia, they knew that that was the Kiddushin. And the Rivam holds no, he has to say in advance, because they have to know at the time that they're watching the Kiddushin, that this is the Kiddushin. The question is, even according to the Rashba says if he stops in the middle is good, it's not that they find out an hour later that he did, they find out seconds later, if he's Pirish in the middle of the Tashmish. So they find out seconds later that he just finished doing the Kiddush Bir. So this Neradin, a Tokhle Dibra Kediba Domi. So Tokhle Dibra should be good, no? They find out Tokhle Dibra, they've just finished the Kiddush Bir. Isn't that good? So the Dibra Yecheska quote says, the Gemara in the end of Nedorim, the Gemara says, Tokhle Dibra Kediba Domi is good in Kol HaTarko except for Kiddush Nugit. That's the Gemara in the end of Nedorim, on the Apezayin or something. So he explains, no. That means if a man gives a girl a ring, if I give you a matana of a ring, and then I say, I give a girl a ring, I say, here's a present, take the ring, she takes it. Then he says, I back out, I want back the ring. He backs out Turk de Dibur. So if he backs out, you back out from a matana, Turk de Dibur, he can be chayz, I take a nether, I can back out Turk de Dibur. I sell you a house, I sell you an automobile, I can always back out Turk de Dibur. But git me kedushin, you cannot back out Turk de Dibur. But doesn't mean that, so that's for Chazorah purposes. But then there's another halacha of Turk de Dibur. That the halacha doesn't measure time in such tiny measurements of time. We don't recognize seconds and split seconds and milliseconds, whatever they are. The halacha recognizes the smallest unit of time that we work with is Turk de Dibur. So if something happens, Turk de Dibur, or something else, that's considered as if it happened. For example, that's what he quotes. The Gemara says there, I go to the hospital to visit someone, a relative of mine, and I see that the relative died. Terrible. So I rip kriya. I'm going to rip kriya. My father passed away. I rip kriya. Then I see my father's still alive. He tosses over. After I rip kriya, he tosses over in the bed, and then he expires. My father died a long time ago. So he tosses over, then he dies. So the Gemara says, if he dies after I rip kriya, then I'm yaitzeh. But I clearly ripped kriya before he died. Or the Gemara says a girl takes a neder. So the father or the husband have the ability to be made for the nedarim under certain circumstances. If the neder should be not, so the father or the husband have a right to be made for the nedarim. So let's say he thought that it was one daughter took a neder. Then it comes out, and he's screaming, I'm made for the neder. And then he finds out that it was his wife who took the neder, the wrong person. And he still wants to be made for the neder, but he didn't declare again I'm made for the neder. So the Gemara says, if he found that Turk de Dibra of his afara, that who the person was who took the neder, it's not necessary for him to be made for again. But if he finds out after a pause of Turk de Dibra, then he has to be made for again. What do you mean? Turk de Dibra is usually then a back having chazar. He can back out Turk de Dibra. The Ran explains over there, the Ran has a famous explanation. He says, if I give you a present of something and I back out Turk de Dibra, it's a Gloy Milson of Mafreya. I really didn't have such a strong Bimbis Das in the first place. If I back out Turk de Dibra. So that, not that there's a din of backing out Turk de Dibra. There's no such din of backing out Turk de Dibra. If you back out Turk de Dibra, it's a Gloy Milson of Mafreya, Achir Sof Alfri Lossoy. He never really had Das to give the Maton in the first place. But by Gitvin Kedushin, these are very serious issues. Getting married, getting divorced, that people don't kid around in these issues. If the guy gave the Kiddushin, even if he backs out Turk de Dibra, you don't say it's a Gloy Milson Mafreya, he never really met in a person. No, when you do Kiddushin, you give a get, you're dead serious, and you're backing out, there's never a din of Chazar. That's the Ran sheet to there. Never a din of Chazar. The Avnei Miluim thinks he can give an alternate interpretation. The Avnei Miluim not even has it, but that's the official pshat that the Ran writes on Masech Lunarim, on that Gemara, and that Pei Zayin. So that's one din of Turk de Dibra. For Chazara purposes, and according to the Ran, there is no din of Chazara. It's just the fact that he backed out so soon after, if I give you a present and then a year goes by, then I don't like you anymore, I'm angry at you, and then I say, I want my present back. So it's too late, you can't ask for the present back. But if I give you the present, Turk de Dibra, I back out. So that's that I never really had a day in Shlema, I never really gave it to you with a full leg shalom at the time that I gave it. But by Gitvin Kedushin, you don't say it like that. So that's a din in the Gemara. You can't do Chazor at Turk de Dibra by Kedushin. But Turk de Dibra does apply to Kedushin. It applies to ripping Kriya. I ripped Kriya when the person was still alive and he dies Turk de Dibra afterwards. Or I was made for the neder thinking that it's my daughter who took the neder. Then Turk de Dibra after the Hafar, I find out that it's my wife or it's the other daughter who took the neder. So the Gemara said there's no need to repeat the Hafar again. So you see the Gemara saying another word. A Turk de Dibra is considered Shas Maisa. It's not considered as if he died before I ripped Kriya. That's not true. I ripped Kriya before he died. But if he dies Turk de Dibra of my ripping Kriya, as I say, I ripped Kriya b'shas Maisa. There's no halacha that requires you're only yotzei Kriya if you rip the Kriya after the relative dies. If you rip b'shas Maisa, it's also good. And that's called Shas Maisa. Turk de Dibra is called Shas Maisa. So we say that by Gittim Kedushin, you cannot back out Turk de Dibra. It doesn't mean that Turk de Dibra is not Kedibra done. It's also Kedibra done. But that's what the Dibra Yecheskel suggests. Maybe the Rashba didn't mean to say such a startling Kiddush. If the Adam see, let's say, the man is Mekadosh and Isha, but he's speaking French. He gives her a ring and he's speaking French. He said, I want to marry you and this is a Kesa Kiddush. I don't understand French. So I saw all of this happening. And then I go home and I ask my mother, who was born in Canada, so she spoke French. So I ask my mother, what does this mean? He said this. Oh! My mother said, that means that he was Mekadosh. So now it's a Gloy Milson of my prayer that an hour ago, when I was, but at the time I was watching, I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't understand French. So it could be the Rashba would also agree. The Rashba Balates would also agree. If at the time of the Kiddushin, the Eidus Lekiyam Adavah didn't realize that a Kiddushin was taking place, they find out later when they ask someone that speaks French, what does this sentence mean? They repeat it. Usually it's hard to repeat if you don't understand the language, you don't even understand the Chita Chadibur. But sometimes you can. So you say over there, he was Bekadosh the girl in Japanese. And then I say it over, what he said, then I find out an hour later that that's Kiddushin. Could be even the Rashba Balatessa holds that that's not good for Kiddushin. Could be he only says if Pirish, he does the Tchilas Bia, and then it's Piresh. So then, a second later, I realize that that's all he planned to do. He only planned to do that. He said he's going to be Mekadosh Neisha. And then he does the Tchilas Bia. And then his Piresh says, Gloy Milson Afreya, that I was watching the Kiddush. Could be that the Rashba only disagrees with the Rivom in this case, because it'll become obvious to the Eidim, Lekiyam Adavar, Turk the Dibur after the Maisa HaKiddushin took place. So again, so these are the two answers that are basically the same. There's no contradiction between the two Gemaras. The Gemara there in Yavamis tells you what the din is, and that Gemara tells you what the din is. Kol Abayev, Daita Agmar Bia. Daita means he plans to, he could have, strictly speaking, could have been Mekadosh Betrilas Bia, but he had in mind to be Mekadosh Begmar Bia. Fine. Fine. Then, the fourth answer of what Taisa, the fourth answer of Taisa, was he quotes from Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, and this is the Nerif. The Nerif gives that answer. He got it from the Gaonim, and the Rambam is like that, I think. That we distinguish between Erisin and Nisuin. Agamar is talking about Erisin. More there, in Yevamos, again, Agamar is talking about Erisin. Kalabot Dait Agamar. The Gemara there is talking about Nisuin. Why is there a difference between Erisin and Nisuin? Why should you say that there's a difference? That's also the same thing that the Rivam and the Rashbo Balatais, the same answer that they gave. The Gemara then, Yavam is telling what the din is. The din mikra, din tchilas bias kena. But Agmar is telling you the umdina. They probably had a mind to postpone the kiddushin till the end. Let's say a man does kiddushin bia today, but they're still going to school, so they don't want to have a family that says, Aremukha, he does kiddushin bia today. Aremukhadashisli, the kiddushin should be chal the day after graduation. So would that be chal? He does the Maisa Bia today, and he wants the Kiddushin to be Chal in another 5 months, if the college is all over. So the Pashto says that would not be Chal. That's called Kol Sukinyana. Let's say a man gives a girl a get, a man gives his wife a get, and he says, Hariyat Mugoresh, it's Mimani, starting from July 1st. And then the get is destroyed before it comes, she loses the get, Ovan HaGet, on Nisraf HaGet, before July 1st. So the Mishnah says in Gittin that it's no good. Then there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that has the exact same thing, the Kiddushin. Man is because Shanisha Bishtar. He says, Ariya Mukudesh, you can do a maisa and postpone the chalos. So he says, Ariya Mukudesh, I want the Kedushin to be chal on July 1st. And then before July, so when it comes July 1st, she becomes Mukudesh. But if she already lost the Shtar Kedushin, or it was burned, it was destroyed somehow or another, then it's called Sekinyana, so it's no good. So we usually assume called Sekinyana is not just a local din in Shtar. Usually assume the Rambam has a different sheet. That's what the Ketz Mishnah points out. The Rambam has in Gansan a different sheet about Kol Sekinyon. But the Ran and the Dorim attacks the Rambam. And he says, what do you mean Kol Sekinyon? We assume it's a universal din in all the Kinyonim. The Gemara has in Ksubas. I say, Meshoch Paras Dubala Tikni Adlach Alamayon. Make a Meshicha, I have a Param, it's for sale. And you want to be kind of the Paras. I say, make a Meshicha, and the Kinyon will take effect August 1st. I need the par until August. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael in July. So as of August 1st, the par belongs to you. So the Gemara says it's no good unless you made a Mashiach and the par is still in your Rishus HaYachid. Or you made a Mashiach and the par is in a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So then you say it's still a Hemshech of the Mashiach. But if you made a Mashiach, then you gave me back the par instead of sitting in my Rishus. So then we assume Kol Sekinyon. So the same thing, let's say you make a Kinyan Chalipin. I make a kinyan chalipin to acquire, I give you a handkerchief to be kind of your automobile. But you need the automobile, or you need your house till the end of the school year. Then you're moving to Eretz Yisrael. So I want to be kind of the house with the automobile. I make a chalipin now, and you give me back, I give you the handkerchief, and I'm kind of everything. But if the kinyan is only going to take effect on August 1st, then you give me back the handkerchief. Then all of a sudden it comes August 1st. So that's what the Ran says. We say, call the kinyana by chalipin. We should say Kol Sekinyana. The Rambam says not so. So the Ran on the Dorim asks, how can it be? But it's Kol Sekinyana. So that's what the Nesivos explained the Ketz Mishnah. It's a long Ketz Mishnah, Perek Aleph Hanochas Mechira. He says the Rambam doesn't agree. Not that Rambam made a mistake. The Rambam has a different sheet than Kol Sekinyana. Okay? That's what the Nesivos has. All Arichas, the Rambam has a different sheet. But the normal sheet that Kol Sekinyana is, you can make a Kinyan that should be Chal at a later time, depending on the nature of the Kenyan. If the Kenyan shtar, he has to still be holding on to the shtar. Well, let's say Kesef. I'm a Kavish Anisha of the Kesef. I give her a lollipop. They say, Ariya Mukadesh is Li. The Kedushin should be Chal August 1st. And by the time comes August 1st, she ate up the lollipop. I gave her a box of chocolates. She ate them all up already. So the Gemara talks about Rabbi Shmuel Darmit Havayu. I feel in the Sachlo Hamas. Even if the money that I gave was used up, or literally eaten up. Literally, she ate up as the Kaddish ate with a box of chocolates, and she ate up all the chocolates by the time it comes August 1st. So that's Rabbi Shmuel say, that's not a problem. That's not a problem, Shailas. Why not? Isn't it Kol Sekinyana? So the Rambam holds, there's no such universal din of Kol Sekinyana. It doesn't apply to chalif and it doesn't apply to kesem. Only applies to certain kinyan. It doesn't apply to all kinyan. The Ran Nishitas says not so. Kosa kinyan is a din that applies to all kinyanim. All kinyanim. When you make a kinyan, it has to be chal now. I have the good by kesef. So the Ran says, I gave her a box of chocolate. And I said, hurry up, Bukadeshishli. The condition should be chal August 1st. And she eats up the chocolates. So if something happens which causes the Kiddushin to be nullified, let's say she backs out before August 1st. Either he or she can back out before August 1st. So if the girl backs out, even though she ate up the box of chocolates, she has to reimburse the chassid. She has to pay him the money, the value of the box of chocolates, because he only gave her the box, he only gave her the box of candy on the understanding that there's a Kiddushin. If there's not going to be a Kiddushin, it's understood she has to give back the money. So since this is hanging over her head, that if the Kiddushin falls through, she has to reimburse the chassan the money, that's considered as if it's like Kol Sekinyon. It's still here. Because if it's going to fall through for some reason or another, namely she's going to back out, then she has to reimburse it. So that's not called Kol Sekinyon. That's how the Ran explains. Yeah. That's how the Ran explains. Let's say a person is Mafresh Truma. So the Gemara has, he can be Mafresh Truma Lachalam and Yom. A Mafresh Truma is a Maisvis. And I say, I want it to be Chal tomorrow. I don't want it to be Chal today. So, shouldn't that be a problem of Kol Sekinyon? I'm not Mafresh Truma tomorrow. How can it be Chal tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock? I said that Kriya Hashem today. So it should be a lack of, it should be a problem of Kol Sekinyon. Kol Sekinyon is not only a din in Kinyonim. It's a din whenever you do any Maisa. It has to have a Chalos right away. How can you postpone a Chalos to later? You're not paying the Maisa for Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Soloveitchik had a thesis and Imam said the answer is, and if you Mafresh Truma now, how is it chal? You have to pick up the box of, you have to pick up the bushel of truma. Let's say I have 50 bushels and I want to give ech mechamishim, want to give 2% as truma. I have 50 bushels, I pick one up, I say this should be truma. But I want it to be chal tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So that should be called sekinyona. Why? Because I'm not picking it up tomorrow. I didn't have to pick it up today either. I could be in South Africa and I can say, every bushel has a number. The bushel that has the number 50 on it, I want that to be truma and all the other 49 bushels of truma. So it's always called sekinyona. Even if you're mafresh truma now, it's also called sekinyona. So that's what Tosis writes in Yevamos. There's no issue of called sekinyona because Tosis has a lashon amirasa lagavoya kimsirasa lahedyadami. What do you mean? You say amirasa lagavoya by hafrashos truma? Achidush and Tosis, no, sir, absolutely. It doesn't mean that. It means even if you're mafresh truma meyachshav now, the amira that you say doesn't relate to the truma. I can be in South Africa. I don't have to pick up the bushel. Truma is chal b'machshava. I can have in mind that I want this bushel to be truma. So how is the chal even meyachshav? The answer is there's no problem of kol sekinyona. There is no maisa that has to relate to the chefze. He just has in mind, or he makes an amira, I want this to become truma. It becomes truma. So it does make it worse if I postpone the chalos till tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Even if I want it to be chal now, truma. It's also called sekinyona. The maisa that he does doesn't relate to the bushel of truma. He doesn't have to pick it up. The Allah has said before, there's no need to pick it up. No need even to pronounce hareza truma. Truma did tell us v'machshav. The Avnei Nezer has an interesting truma. Let's say, a non-Jew who wants to convert has to have a man who wants to convert has to have milo utvila. So the Gemara says first you do the milo and then you do the tvila. How do you know that that's the correct order? Because before Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the Jewish men did milo to be able to eat Korban Pesach, and then the same people later on, right before Maamar HaSinai, they all went to mikveh. The Chumash says that the married people went to mikveh 3 days before. That it shouldn't be Palet and Shechlazer. But the Gemara explains and increases that the single people also had to go to Mikveh. Everybody had to go to Mikveh. So you see that the Milo took place 7 weeks before the Tvila, and that was the Geirus of the Torah. So then after Maamar HaSinai, they brought Karbonas. So there's Milo, Tvila, and Karbon. Those are the three component parts to the Maisa HaGeirus. Milo, Tvila, and Hartzo Azdomen. Hartzo Azdomen, the Rama calls it Karbon. You have to bring a Karbon. So what if you do it in the reverse order? What if you first be Toivol in the Mikveh? And then you do the mila, so that's a big machlekes in Rishonim, whether it's chal or not. So we pask in the halacha. We once had a student like that. He first he converted conservative, and then he decided that that's not the true Jewish religion. So he converted in Honolulu by Lubavitch, Orthodox. but they didn't know the din, that first you have to have the milah, then you have the tefillah. So they first did the tefillah in the mikveh, and then they did the milah on him. So then when he was about to get married, he was a student here in Nisha, about to get married, so the Rebbe had the presence of mind to ask exactly what did they do. So he told them, they first did the tefillah in the mikveh, and then they had the milah. So that's a machlokes harishayim. So the Shach Paskins in the third chelik yeredeya, and Hilchos Geiris, that misveka the din, you have to repeat the tefillah in the mikveh. You don't see a bracha because maybe it was good in the wrong order, but maybe it's no good, so you have to repeat it. So why should it be no good? Why does it make a difference when they do the milah first, they do the tefillah first? The chatchila we learn out from Maimon Harsina. First they did the milah Mitzrayim 7 weeks before, then they did the tefillah 7 weeks later on Erev Shavuot. So that's lachatchila, the correct way to do it. And you don't do the tefillah right away. Wait till the wound heals, because he's bleeding from the wound. You wait till the surgery heals, and then you toivel in the mikveh. So why should it be no good if you do it in the reverse order? So Rav Nenezer says why? Because kol sekinyonai. He says kol sekinyonai. Kol sekinyonai is a din and kol atarkula. You're going to go to mikveh. The guy is going to go to mikveh. He does not become Jewish with the tefillah alone. So he's still a guy. Before and after, he's still a guy. So he said the milah is going to be chal. What do you mean? When he has the tefillah and the mikveh makes him Jewish, if and when he'll be mal himself, if and when he'll have a bris milah, then the tefillah and the mikveh make him Jewish. What do you mean? A tefillah is chalach alamed. That's a woman has to go to mikveh on Friday night. So she's going away to going away to Newfoundland then. To New Zealand, basically. We're going to New Zealand. No mikveh over there. There's no mikveh over there. So she'll go to mikveh on the fifth day, and then she won't be with her husband till the seventh day. That doesn't help. You go to mikveh early. Either the mikveh is chal, the tar is chal right away. It's not chal at all. You can't go to mikveh too early. So the same thing a ger is tevel in a mikveh. Does the mikveh make him Jewish? No, he didn't do the milah yet. So the mikveh that he did today makes him Jewish. Lach alamed. There is no such thing. That's called sekinyana. I want you to say in the reverse order, well, if he first does the milah is supposed to make him Jewish, and it didn't make him Jewish because he still needs the tefillah. So the Avinu Nesin says that's not a taina, because the milah, the Gemara says in the first daf in Yevam is Perika Oril, that's the name of the Perik Dafayim in Yevam. So the Gemara says if a non-Jew had a circumcision, he's still called an Oril. But if the non-Jew had a circumcision, the shame Geirus, he's not called an Oril. He's still a Goy. He's not Jewish yet, but since the milah was Nishen Geiris, so he's not called an oral anymore. The Gemara says that's why you need two psukim, called Benecha lo yochel ban, kol oral lo yochel ban. The Gemara says every non-Jew is an oral. So why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a pasuk? Kol Benecha lo yochel bo. It says kol oral lo yochel bo. Every non-Jew, even if he had a circumcision, Alpidin is still considered an oral. Kol agoy marelim. So the Gemara answers no. If he had a milah, the Nishen Geiris, he's no longer called an Oral, but he's still a Kol Benecha. He's still not Jewish. So I need two psukim, Kol Oral Le'yachobo, Kol Benecha Le'yachobo. Both not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So that's what Rav Nenezer explains, that shita. Why is there such an opinion? Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, Mechoshesh for that. That if you reverse the order, you did the tefillah before the milah, so it's not valid. So he says, Kol Sekinyona. If you toivel in a mikvah, it's not chal. Nothing is chal right away. If and when he will have the bris milah, then the tefillah will accomplish, but see if the milah that he does a year later, then it makes him into a Jew. What in the tefillah can't be chalach alam. But if you had the milah first and then the tefillah, so it's not a problem. How can you have the milah take an effect lach alam? The milah takes effect right away, immediately. He becomes no longer an oral. Had a result. He doesn't become Jewish yet, but he's no longer an oral. Then later on, when you do the tefillah, so the tefillah makes him Jewish. So there is a principle of, most of the Rishonim assume there's a principle of kol sekinyonai, by all the kinyonim, and kesef, Rabbi Shmuel Damit Avad, that's in the third pair of King Kedusha. Rabbi Shmuel both say, if you mekadosh be kesef, afim and sach la'amas, even she ate up all the candy, she ate up all the chakras that I gave for the Kedushin, there's no problem of kolsa kinyonim, because it's not kolsa. The Ran explains it's never kolsa, because if the Kedushin falls through, then she has to reimburse the chassan all of the money that it was worth. So we assume that kolsa kinyon is a universal din in all kinyonim, and it's a din in tefillah and a mikveh by the ger, and it's a din by hafrashas truma. There should have been an issue of kolsa kinyon. Kolsa kinyon is a din in kol atar kula. So let's say a man is mekadosh an isha bibiyah. So he says, I want the Kedushin to be Chal tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. He can't do that. He does the Bia now. It's called the Kenyana. But what if he says he's doing a Maisa Bia? It's going to take a few minutes till he finishes the Bia. He's having a good time with his wife. So he said, with the girl. So he says, I want the Kedushin to be Chal at the end of the Bia. That's not a problem of Kol Sekinyana. That's what the Gemara says. Kol Aboyo died to Al Gmar Bia. If he wanted to, he could have said, I want to be kind of Kedushim Tchilas Bia. Because the Gemara says in Yivamas and Daf Nun Hey that Tchilas Bia is good for Kedushim. But we assume there's an umdana, psychological umdana. He probably wants to postpone the Chalor Sekidushim till the Gemar HaBia. If he says not so, it's not so. But if he doesn't say one way or the other, we assume. That's how the Rashba and the Rebo said. So Rabbeinu Nissen Gon also goes like the Rashba and the Rebo. He's in agreement with that. If he wanted to, he could have made Kiddushim B'chilas Bia, but he probably wants to be kinder B'sof Bia. He can't say, I want to postpone the Kiddushim until the day after the Bia. That'll be called Sekinyona. But if he wants to postpone the Chalosa Kiddushim until the Gmar Bia, that's fine, he has the ability to do that. But if it's Nisuin, then the Gemara, then the Rabbein and Nisim Goyim, and the Rif quotes that answer from the Goyim, the Rif says that you can't do that. Why can't you do that? So that's Rav Soloveitchik interpreted. It doesn't say it in the Rif and the Ramam and the Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim. That's his explanation. This halacha that you have the ability to postpone the halos, let's say a guy shechts a behema, a shechet in a slaughterhouse. He shechts a behema today at 2 o'clock and he says, I want, if they give me a raise in salary, then the behema should be muta b'achila. If they don't give me a raise, the behema should be osa b'achila. So there is no such thing. Shechita does need kavana. He's not the balabas to decide. The halacha says even shechita ain't tzich kavan at all. The Gemara says if you throw a knife to hit a target, and a chicken happens to walk by, and it turns out that he did a whole perfect shechita, so this machlekes and satana, and we pass him that it is good shechita ain't tzich kavan. Even according to the Tana holds, you need kavan. You don't need kavan. You just need kavan to cut the neck of the chicken. You don't need kavan that should be muta b'achila. Tosfos points out nobody holds that you need kavan as heter achila. All machlekes when you need kavanas chaticha simon, we passing you don't even need that shechita ain't tzich kavan even for that. Just he wanted to hit a target. So he's not the balabas to say a tanai. If they give me an increase in salary, the shechita should be mata. If they don't give me an increase, it should not be mata. So the whole he's not a balabas. So kamilsa the leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. He said, oh, but Tyson says in Ksubis, that's not exeris hakosav. It's a svara. If you're a bailim, so if you're a bailim, then you have the right to make a tanai, and then you have the right to postpone a chalos to lach alamid, then you have the right to be memana shlicha. If you're not a bailim on it, it then says you're not a bailim on the shechita of the chicken. I threw the knife to hit a target, and the chicken happened to walk by accidentally, and I happened to cut the neck of the chicken in such a way that it made a shechita kshera. So that I'm not a bailim over that. I didn't have kavan at all, anything. Can't say I'm a bailim. So that I can't appoint a shliach. I can't appoint a shliach to shech for me. He's shechting. The shliach is shechting. You can't say shluch shorot kemoisa. And also the leisa b'shliach is leisa b'tanai. I can't make a tanai. I can't say I have kavana that it shouldn't be matir. In Shulchan Aruch they quote an opinion. It's a difficult opinion. That even though shechita does need kavana's heter, but if you have kavana hefeches, you have kavana that it should not be matir, then it's not matir b'achila. It's a very difficult sheet. The Pashto said that it's not so. They quote the Marshal writes like that. And the Yamshe Shleiman Achulim. Pashtus is that there is no such thing. He got it from, even if your mitzvah ain't tzichas kavana, but if you have kavana, shalolot says, then for sure you're not yotze. What's the tzushtel? You can't force a mitzvah down my throat. I don't want to be yotze in the mitzvah. I'm not yotze. But here, if the halacha says, if I threw the knife to hit a target and accidentally shechts a chicken, that's called koyach gabra. Shechita needs koyach gabra. That's called koyach gabra. So it's a good shechita. So what does it matter whether I had kavana lehefach? The Pashtus is that it's not so. Even if you had kavanah lehepach, should also be mut. So you can't make a shechita and say, I want to postpone the chalos till tomorrow morning. Should I not say, I shech the behemah, and I don't want them to eat flesh tonight. The 9 days. It's the 9 days. I say, I'm shechting, but it should only be muta b'achila the day after Tisha B'Av is over. So there is no such thing. It's muta b'achila tonight also. I can't postpone the chalos at the shechita. So that's what Tosis says over here. In the name of the Rabbi Nissim Gur. By Nisuin, you don't need Das Bailim to do Nisuin. You can't be kind of Nisuin Bal Korchai. You can't do Nisuin Bal Korchai of the Isha of the Isha. But you don't need really, it's not a new Kenyan. The Kenyan really was the Erisin. And Arus as a nation is Isha Lobe Beis HaBal. If you do Haknasa the Rishusai, then Memela, the Ishus becomes a full Ishus. Like just the mashal we gave, that when I own property, it should leave. Ain't a Bishusi. Usually anything that should leave is automatically Bishusi. And unless it's stolen, then it's a lo bishusi. See here also, when I marry a girl, she's an eshus ish, but she lo beis habal. When you do achnasa bishusoi, then she becomes an eshus ish beis habal. That's the full eshus. See, it's not that the nisuin is a new kinyan. The kinyan really was the erisin. And then memela, when there's no ma'akev of not being bishusoi, so memela she becomes an eshus ish beis habal. But you don't need das bina for that. So that's what Tosis, that's what the Rabbi Nissim Goyen means. The Tchilas Habir should always be kainah. We assume it's an that he has in mind to postpone the Chalot. He can't do the Bia today and postpone the Chalot till tomorrow. That's called the Kinyon. He can do the Bia now and postpone the Chalot till the end of the Bia when he's still doing the Bia. Kolabol Daitag Marbia, that's like Lachalamit, but Lachalamit is called the Kinyon. If you postpone till the Marbia, it's not called. But in the Nisuin, you don't need Das Bailam at all. He's already married to the girl. And he wants to have Nisuin. What are you going to say? So the Tchilas Bia was Vishem Bia's Nus? Tchilas Bia, Vishem Bia's Nus? No, it's not Bia's Nus. He wanted to postpone the Chalos till later, but the Tchilas Bia is not a Bia's Nus. So by the Nisuin, since you don't need Das Bailim, you don't need Das Bailim for the Nisuin. So the Tchilas Bia is also Vishem Nisuin. Like a Bia for Erisin is also. Tchilas Bia is not Vishem Bia's Nus. The old beer was l'shem kiddush. The old beer was l'shem nisun. It's just that by erison, since he needs das bailim, so he has a right to postpone the chalois till the sofa beer. And by nisun, there is no such thing. Nisun does need das. That's where Rav Soloveitchik raised the possibility. There's all discussion, or sameach and marcheshes and others discuss. We know that there's a need for edus l'kiyam adava by kiddushin. That's the gemara of samavav. Is there a need for edah yichud? We do yichud. Because according to the Rambam, the Yichud, Haroi Lebiya, is the Nisuin. Is there such a din that you need Eide Yichud? So that's why I told over this story. Rabbi Pekarsky met Rabbi Soloveitchik when he first came to America. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you need Eide Yichud. So Pekarsky was a big buck. He says, it doesn't say anywhere. He's right, it doesn't say anywhere. Rabbi Soloveitchik looked it up, he said, Taka doesn't say anywhere. That's the Shan. Is there such a din that you need Eidus Lekim Adalafi Kedushim? That's a Dabish of the Yerba. Nisun is also Dabar Shabiyarva that you need Eidus Lekim Adabar. So according to the way Rab Chaim Soloveitchik suggests, Rab Chaim doesn't say that that's the Psak Halacha. Rab Chaim is interpreting the Rambam like that. Rab Chaim interprets the Rambam that the role of the Eidus Lekim Adabar by Gittin Kedushin is to elevate the level of the Das. That it should be a stronger level of Das. Das that was expressed in public in the presence of two Eidim, so he can't be denied later. So if he say that that's the role of Eidus Lekim Adabar to make the Das into a Das Alimto, so by Nisuin, if you don't need Das at all, so you don't have to be Ma'alam the Das, so then there wouldn't be any need for Eidus Lekim Adam. Doesn't mean that that's the din. We don't paskin like that, Hezbeh that Rab Chaim gave. Chaim says that that Shita is a Rambam. He explains Rambam. We happen not to paskin like that. How do we know? Because by Chalitza, we do need Eidus. Chalitza is a common practice. You have five Dayanim sitting, three sitting in a row, and two sitting at a right angle to the three, because Mikra, then we paskin, you only need three Dayanim. The two on the sofim, the Gemara has like that. You have three and two sitting, and then we have two Eidim standing. Why do you need two Eidim standing? Because you need Eidus Lekim Adava by Chalitz. Rab Chaim claims that the Rambam wouldn't hold like that. Rab Chaim thinks that according to the Rambam, there's no din of Eidus Lekim Adava by Chalitz at all, because Chalitz does need Das. So, all right, the Gemara had a Havamina that a Kotne Ketana can even do Chalitz. So we don't pass like that because of Psukim, maybe the Ketana is only with the Rabbanon. But you see from the Gemara's whole discussion that there's no requirement for Das Hayavam. Das Hayavam by the Chalitza. So Rav Chaim was explaining the Rambam. He thinks the Rambam sheet is that Chalitza doesn't require Eidus Lekim Adam. We do require Eidus Lekim Adam. We said over the Binyan Tzion has Chuvas, and the first volume in the Binyan Tzion HaChadoshes. The second one, both of them had the same Shaila came up. A man died, and he left no children, and his wife needed Chalitza. So instead of doing chalitza, the brother of the nifter he didn't have a mind yibum. He didn't know about yibum. He knew he was supposed to do chalitza. So he went ahead and he had bia with the yivama. So the shaila was, can he do chalitza now? Maybe since he did bia, maybe you have to give a get. Maybe it's not good enough. Chalitza is not good enough. So the Binyan Tzion Paskins, there are two different stories happened, the same thing. The same story happened twice, years apart. And at both times he says there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch where the Yibum needs Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. And he thinks that we pass on that you do need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. Machlekes HaRishayim, where the Yibum needs Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. Yibum doesn't need Das. Abo Yivim to Be'im Shegig, Be'im Rezid, Be'im Eidus, Be'im Rotzen. He thought it was his wife that he's sleeping with. He didn't realize that this was the Yavama. He didn't realize he's being kind of her with the Yibum. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Abo Yivim to Be'im Shegig, Be'im Rezid is kind of. So according to Rab Chaim's explanation, that the whole role of Eidus L'Kiyum Adov is to be Mechazik L'Das, so Yibum should not require Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. Binyan Tzion says, we paskin that you do need Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. So it's not like Rab Chaim. Okay. Rab Chaim was explaining within the Rambam, and the Binyan Tzion says he doesn't think we paskin like the Rambam. He thinks we paskin like the Ran, who said that Chalitza does need Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. Okay. That's the story, whether Nisuin needs Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. So we say that this is the Hezbon of Rabbi Nissim going that Nisuin does need Das, it can't be Bal Korchai. It can't do Nisuin Bal Korchai. That's a Tosis on the first Daf. No, why does it say Psula Nisus? Why doesn't it say Nosim is Psula? The Tosis writes on base on the base. Why does it say Psula Nisus? Because it can't be Bal Korchai. Yeah. Nisuin can't be Balkar. Okay, so these are three of the four answers that Tosfos gives. The three answers all say the same thing, that the Ikar Adin is really the Gemara in Yevamos, that Tchila is Bias Kaina, and Agamar is saying an Umdina, and the Umdina doesn't always apply. If he was Pirish, it doesn't apply. Or if he said explicitly before he's doing the Bia, it doesn't apply. Or by Nisuin, he can't apply the Umdina because he don't need Das, he can't postpone the Chalon, it's fine. Then the Rabbi Natan comes up with a whole new story. What did the Rabbi Natan say? So that is very unclear. Rabbi Natan Tiritz. The Acharish and Israpsa Haharo, Kigmar Bia, once you have that Gemar in your vomit, so that's the definition of Bia. Mken Kamokam Shemaske Bia Baharo Koma. So what's the shaila of Achi Kama? Chilas Arakaina, Obisof Arakaina, Ulamadam Arazu Achnasus Atorah. The Shaykh Batchila Basof. So what's the Sofik of the Gemara? So it's a little. Chilas Arah is Neshika Sefer. When is it called Gemara Arah? When it's called Arah is Achnasus Atorah. You don't need Hatzoa Zera, that's by the Shivcha Harufa. You need Hatzoa Zera. That's literally Gemar Bia. But by all the others, by Chabikrisis and Chatos and Misa and Malkus and Eishesish Nasrul Bala, everything else, Tchilas Bia is enough. So what's Tchilas Bia Hachnasas Ator? So what's the Shaila? Whether Tchila or Sof? How can it be Tchila? Tchila is the Tchila of Hachnasas Ator is nothing. That's Neshika Sevis, and Neshika Sevis is just Kira Basa. That's not a Maisa Bia at all. So that's what they say. Look in the Sefer Yosher, Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan explains it much better. Rabbi Natan gives a marshal to two other dinim. The Gemara has a machlokes of Yechon Meshlokish and Chulin, where they say Yeshem l'shchita metchila v'yatzov rein l'shchita elu l'besov. What's the definition of shchita? The shochet. They have to have a Jewish shochet takes a knife, something sharp, and he cuts the kona and the veshet. If it's a behem, you have to cut both simon and the kona and the veshet. It's an oaf. The shchita sof is simenecha. But when you shech the ben, you have to shech the kona neveshe. So Gemara has a shayla. If you only shech the kona, then it's going to be an avela. Machlev zachana, we pass against an avela. You have to shech the kona neveshe properly. After you finish shechting the kona neveshe properly, do you say, Igloi Muslim, our prayer, Yeshem l'shchita m'tchila v'yatzof? It was called the Maisa l'shchita from the beginning to the end. Or you say no. And the l'shchita elul l'besof, only the last stitch of cutting that was necessary, that's called the Maaseh Shechita, and the rest were just the Hachana. But if you never finish it, no one holds it. The Tchila Shechita is Shechita. If you only shecht first half of the first simon, that's not called the Shechita. You have to shecht the whole thing properly, and then you say, Yesh and the Shechita Mitchila Yatzah. So Rabbi Natan quotes that Gemara. The Gemara works hard. What's enough Kamina? The Gemara there in Chulin has a discussion. Daf Chavtes, I think, what is enough Kamina? What has enough Kamina is there's an animal on a platform that's on wheels. And he's shechting the animal. It's a chulin, it's a kachim bachutz. He's shechting, so one who shechts kachim bachutz is chai koris. So the shayla is, he starts shechting the animal when the platform is still chutz lazar. And then they take the platform into the azar, so when he does the gemar hashchita, it's in the azar. So they say, yes, and the shchita, and the yatsof, and part of it was done chutz lazar, very far-fetched nafkamina. Okay. The gemar works on what's a nafkamina, halacha l'maaseh. So that's one case the Rabbi Natan quotes. Then he quotes another case. The Gemara has later, we discussed it. Yesh and Eschirus Mitchila Gatzov, Rein Eschirus Avod Abisov. I agree to pay the painter $7,000. That's on Mem Ches Omen Aleph, the last line. That's a deal. I agree to pay the painter $7,000 if he paints the whole apartment. And it takes him 2 weeks. Painting, paint, paint. So do you say, when he finally finished, is the final stroke of painting the apartment, then I owe him, at that moment, I owe him all the $7,000. What do you say? No. As he's going along, he does 25,000, a million strokes of the brush, up and down, up and down, up and down. So Rashi says, every time it adds up to a pruta's worth, I already owe him a pruta, and yesh l'schiris b'ntchila v'atzap, schiris ain't b'shtalem b'sabaduk, so yat m'chuyif to pay till he finishes his whole job. The painter can't say at the end of the day, okay, I already finished the 7% of the job, so I'm going to pay me 7% of the salary. I say, if you quit now, I'll pay you the 7%. But you didn't finish the work yet. The actual chiyuv to pay is not chal till the end. You don't, the schus etvi is only after it's all over. But the shayla is theoretically, when was the chiyuv chal to pay? They say, kol pruta pruta mitzarefes, that's how Rashi says. The last line of Rashi on Mem Chesam et Aleph. Every pruta mishenigma on the schaibo bala malocha le poil. The employer owes the pruta to the poil, but he has not right to ask for the money, to ask for the payment till he finishes the whole job. But he say, no, nothing, the chiyuv to pay is not chal till he finished the whole job. My nafkamina, so it says he gives you two nafkaminas. One is for kiddushin, and one is for avodah zarah asabano. The bottom tesis on Mem Chesam et Aleph. They're rare nafkaminas. So the Rabbein Tam gives these two as a mashal. If you didn't finish the whole shchit, then no one holds that tchilo shchit as a shchit. You have to finish the whole thing. And then we have a makleikas. You only say the last stitch of the shchit is called shchit. And you say from the beginning to the end, the whole thing was done properly. From the beginning to the end, it's called the maisa shchit. And the same by the pa'ula. He painted taka the whole apartment. And the end of the 2 weeks, I owe him the $7,000. But the deal was, is it all chal in the last stitch of work? Ain't the schiris elulah b'sofa. We don't pass like that. We pass yesh and the schiris mentchila yatzof from the beginning to the end. Kol pruta pruta ain't a mishtalemes elulah b'sofa. He has no right to demand the money till the end. Rabbi Natan, that's how he adds on the sefer yosh. So that's the same Rabbi Natan over here. Rabbi Natan says the Gemara here is going with the shita that ha'ro tchilas bia is atnasas ator. And you have to have achnasas kolo atorah. Achnasas kolo atorah. According to some rishonim, the atorah is only the chutam akiv. Of course you need the whole year. Until you get to the chutam akiv is not. According to the others, achnasas, the beginning of the yevah is achnasas atorah. So you have to have achnasas kolo atorah. Even before the zera comes out. That's gemar bia. But the tchilas bia is achnasas kolo atorah. And now the gemar shayla was, do I say, after he finishes the whole achnasas kol ator, do I say segloi muslim afreya that the kedushin already began from the very beginning, when achnasas tchilas ator? What do you say? No, just like ein l'schiris elul b'sof and ein l'shchit elul b'sof. So it's the last second when the last bit of the ator enters into the eber ha'isha. So then it's chal. So that would be the nafkamina if the kedushin is only chal at the end. That for the kain god will be an iser. She's still a pnuya till the very end. But if you say yesh l'mitchila b'atzof, after he finishes, it'll be a gloy muslim afreya, that it began to be chal from the very beginning, then she's already an eish esish and kiddushin tobsin, and then there won't be an isa on the kangol. These are the four answers that the Bali Atesis gave.
Point to just an earlier point of what the other Bali Atesis answered. I mean, their shiloh was tchilas bia or sof bia. same question just an earlier starting.
According to the other three answers in Tosis, Agamar is only an umdana. The Gemara Yevamis is the din, and Agamar throws in sometimes there's an umdana that he wants to postpone. Sometimes there will be an umdana, sometimes there won't be an umdana. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Agamar is a shayla and din. It's not a shayla and umdana. When you do the whole hara, do you say that the kinyan is chal from the beginning to the end? Or you say, no, kinyan al pi din. The Gemara says there, tchilas bias enough, you don't need bias amirik, you don't need hoitzoh azera. That's Gemara bia. You need hachnasas ha'atar, hachnasas kalo ha'atarah. But the shayla is a shayla in din, not a shayla in psychology. It's not, you don't call in a psychologist. Rabbi was not a psychologist. Think what the din is. Kalo ba daita Gemara bia. You need at the end. It's not kind of mitchila ve'atzel. There by schiris we pass kliyeshan v'schiris mitchila ve'atzel. That's why the kedushin is no good on daf mem ches. You don't necessarily have to pass on the same. I remember I saw the Polish gedolim had a different style of learning. Everything was that they put everything together. So I remember one of the big Polish gedolim who was killed by the Nazis was the rabbi in Reisha. Reisha is where the airport is in, when you go touring Poland. So the airport is in Reisha. The airport is 2x0. Just the size of this room is the Ganze airport. But Reisha is a pretty big city. So the rabbi in Reisha, who was killed by the Nazi, Rabbi Levine, he was a member of the parliament. So he wrote a Sefer HaBrachas. He has a lot of pilpulim. So he has a Polish pilpul. He has the Machlokes, Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan in the beginning of Brachas, where they need smichas gula l'tvila by Mayriv, are only by Shachris. So the Gemara says, what's the shayla? By Shachris, everybody agrees that you need smichas gula l'tvila. Because at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael had to stay, al yetzish ben Pesach, Pesach ad boika, they ate the korban Pesach balayla. No one was allowed to leave his house until the morning. So when the morning, when they all left, that was the real Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was the Gemara HaGu'ula. But the nighttime, that's when Paro declared, after Makas Becheris, at midnight, so Paro was petrified, he was scared to death. So he says, I'm setting you all free. So the Shaila was, that was the Tchilas HaGu'ula. The Gemara HaGu'ula was Bayom. So the Reisha Rav has in the Sefer HaBrachas, it's called Birchas HaHaron, because his name was Aaron Levine. He had a grandson, he used to teach here, economics. I think he was the head of the economics department, Rabbi Aaron Levine. He used to teach. He was my first cousin. So he died very young. He died episode 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something. He died suddenly. He died, I think, the day of his birthday. But Tzaddik, he was born to the first day that he died, the first day Pesach. He died the same day that he was born. So he, Baron Levine, his grandfather, has in his Sefer HaBrachas, he thinks that this machlokes is the same lishitosam. Whether yesh and l'shchita matchil v'atzav ein l'shchita el l'besav, because there it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Levi. And he says Rabbi Shimon Levi was the son of Levi, so he's going to say the same as his father. So he says, I think Rabbi Yochanan holds over there yesh and l'shchita matchil v'atzav from the beginning to the end. So yesh and the gula matchil v'atzav. So the gula began at night, and the gemara gula was in the morning. So he needs bichas gula tefil both at nighttime and in the morning. Rabbi Shulman Levi is the son of Levi, so Levi holds Ein Legula, Ein Leshchita, Ein Levesov. So that's why Lishitasa, he would say over here, that's Lishitasa, that's a Polish style. Try to show how everything fits in Lishitasa. So I read that, I was laughing. Then he said, the Rabbeinu Tam says like that. Rabbeinu Tam says, Yeshin Leshchita Metchila Batsov, Ein Leshchita Leshchiris Metchila Batsov, Yeshin Lebila Metchila Batsov. Rabbeinu Tam puts everything all together. But he doesn't necessarily mean that it's all Toli Zebezet. So, Rabbi Natan says it as a mushal, as a similarity. That is, but still, it's almost there. It's almost there like the Polish bikini. So, okay. So these are the four answers of Tosis.
Why can't Rabbi Natan also be saying it's another one?
Rabbi Tam, I don't think so. Let's say yeshem b'shchita mitchila v'atzav. That's a shayla halacha. That's not a shayla b'umdina. Yeshem b'shchita mitchila v'atzav. That's a shayla halacha. That's a shayla halacha. So I think by his mashal, he learns that this is also. We know that We know that Hara is Tchilas Bia. We know Tchilas Bia means Achnosas HaTorah. But you say that it's only called Tchilas Bia to Gemara of Achnosas HaTorah? They say, yes, Tchilas Bia Sof. So he says, we accept the Gemara in Yevamos, that Tchilas Bia. But Tchilas Bia means Achnosas Kalo HaTorah. So do you say from the beginning to the end it's called Achnosas HaTorah? We're only very end. It doesn't sound like it's a psychological. We say Daito Agmar Bia. So the other three shittas and thesis emphasize the word daitai. But the Rabbi Natan doesn't seem to hold from daitai. That's what the Divya Cheskin quotes, that there's Rabbi Kivegir and others in the Beis Meir, they were contemporaries. I think they were cousins also. So they both are bothered with, there's a stir in the Ritva. There's a Ritva later where the Ritva holds Kalabal daitai marbiya even applies to Nivavala Pasala. So there, it's not an issue of das, not an issue of an umdere there. If the woman is nivela to a goy, woman is nivela to a chol or a mamzer, so she becomes nivela to a pasul psal, she becomes a zayna. So how can you apply kol abol da'at agmar bia to that? So the ritva holds, that ritva holds beferish, that it's not the gemara over here. This lashon was not intended to tell you what the psychological umdere is. It's telling you what the din is. Whenever you do a long maisa bia, so it's only called the bia at the very end. Not called the bia in the beginning. She doesn't become nivela l'pasala till the end of the bia. Even though it doesn't matter what his kavana is. Nivela l'pasala so is a din. Doesn't depend what your kavana is. So I think that's all based on this Rabbi Natan. Because he gives the mishalim to the shchita and to the schiris b'tchila b'atzal. He's learning a different pshat. The other three pshatim and tais is learning sinum, didn't it? But there was a difference. The first two, the Rashbo Bala, the Rashmishans, with the Rivam, they thought it all depends. Do you know what kavara did he have? And the Rabbi Nissim going with the rip, they said a different word. By Nisuin, it doesn't matter what kavana he had, because you can't postpone the halos by Nisuin. By Erisin, it's a psychological omdin that he wants to postpone the halos till as late as possible, till he can't postpone the halos till tomorrow. That would be called Sikinyon, but he can postpone the halos till the Gemara Bia. And by Nisuin, but he's not a balabas, it's not an issue of das. So then you can't postpone the halos at all. So you're kind of in the very beginning. Because at the beginning of the beer wasn't the shame beer's nus. The old beer was the shame every son, the shame nisun. So by nisun, that's all you need. Wow. Fascinating thesis. Okay. Let's see. How does one do nisun? Erisin is this mesich, the ishin nikmin. So there are three ways to make kes v'shtar beer. Then one opinion was, rafuna holds a chupa koina. And most of the Rishonim hold we don't paskin like Rav Huna. I'm Rav Huna, chupa kainim b'kav l'chaim, the bottom of him, and all the going all the time. Most of the Rishonim hold we don't paskin chupa kainim. So you only have three forms, kesev, shtar, bia, and that's all. How do you do nisuin? So we discussed a different opinion. The first Mishnah, that's Ksubis. Kiddushin is all about Eris, and Ksubis is all about nisuin. So on the first Mishnah in Ksubis, the Ran quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees. The Rambam holds that the only way to do nisuin, let's say you mekadosh b'shtar, you mekadosh b'kesef, so then later on either you do bia l'shem nisuin, or you do yichud haroi l'bia. You do yichud haroi l'bia means that there's somebody else in the room. That's yichud haroi l'bia, so that's how you kind of nisuin. What are the differences, halacha l'maisa, between erisin and nisuin? So Gemara throws out three differences. Here, liyorsha l'tami l'alahof and l'dorel, but there are more than three. Yeah, we discussed already, liyorsha, is that a difference there, right, said the rabban? So that's a machlekes hatanoim in Perakesh Nechlin, a machlekes the Rambam and the Raibit. But Abal Yerush Esish, there's that a din de Reis, a din de Rabban. Rambam holds that it's only a din of the Rabban, and the Raibit paskins that Abal Yerush Esish is a din de Reis. It's machlekes hatanoim, a machlekes the Rambam and the Raibit had a pask. Same thing, Litamilo, Abal, a kohen is not allowed to be metame to any mason except for the seven relatives. So the kohen is only metame to the wife after Nisuin. During Erisin, if she dies during Erisin, he's not Batami. So that's also, the Rambam has a strange, the Rambam writes as if that a husband is Batami to his wife, is only mid the Rabbanim. The Torah is not Batami to his wife. What do you mean mid the Rabbanim? The Rabbanim can make a takon and dini mominus, they can say hefke bez nehefke, even though in a Torah, when the wife dies, the Yerusha should go to her brothers, or to her children, if she has children, or to her brothers, or to her father. And the Rabbanim, they said it goes to the husband. What right do they have to switch the ownership of the money? Hefke bez nefke, they can do whatever they want. So they declared, Habal Yerush Esishtim Adi Rabbanu. How can they allow the kohen to be metamit to Ishto Nisua? The Rambam sounds like it says, Minatara, there are only six relatives. And the Baal Zematamah to the wife, Kinu L'Sher HaKara Ve'ilov, Sher Zewishta is only an Asmakta Midrabban. It's not true on the level of the right. How can you make a din Midrabban? And Kerach Bi'al Chachamim L'Akadah Minatara B'Kum V'Yaseh. Yesh Kerach Bi'al Chachamim L'Akadah Minatara B'Sheh V'Yal Ta'aseh. They can make a din the Rabban. You're not allowed to blow Shofar when Hashem falls out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put tzitzis in a beggar shel pishta. A gershon, this guy, Erev Pesach, is not allowed to bring a korban Pesach. That's called the Yishkach Yachacham, Lakadam and Atara, Bishavi Al Tasa. Aknebi Yoika the Kumi, I say to allow a koyin to be mitami when his wife dies. The Ramam sounds like he says that it's only Midir Rabbanan. Unless he said that he didn't mean Midir Rabbanan, he meant Torah Shabbat Peh. It doesn't sound like it. So the Ramam explains how they had the right to. He says, Asa'u'a Kameis Mitzvah. They declared that it'll be a. Why is the kohen allowed to be metam tameis mitzvah based on the pasuk? Why is the kohen allowed to be metam tameis mitzvah? Because kovod abrius. So it's a bizoyin ameis. No one's going to take care of it. So everyone's going to go to the funeral, and the husband's not going to go to the funeral. What's it going to look like? That they never had any shalom bayis. So asuah kameis mitzvah. They declared midrabanan. She has the din of meis mitzvah. Yeah, but what kind of shtick is that? Wait a minute, asuah, but she's not a meis mitzvah. Still, in koach biyachom lakdav benatar bikum liyas. So Tosis writes in different Mesichtas and Yevamos and in Avodah Zarah and in Bava Metzia in the first paragraph, a few more places. Tosis writes in a few places, even though in Kerach B'Yachacham B'Lakadom and Atara B'Kum B'Yasei, but if it's a Dovah HaDaimah, if it looks a little bit as if it fits in with the Halacha, even though it doesn't, even though it's not correct, Yesh Kerach Laka. If it's not outright, see, when they say, don't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. That's a glaring contradiction. It says in Chumash, you have to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls out on Shabbos. It's not a malacha. And with the Rabbanan, they don't permit you to blow Shofar. So that's called Akira's Dov Min HaTorah. But it's Shevi Al Tasa, so Yesh Karach Laka B'Shevi Al Tasa. But Ein Karach Laka B'Kum Yasei. Something in Chumash. But if not so, it's not such a glaring contradiction. It's a little bit of Dov HaDaim. It's a Tosis writes all over. And yesh koach laka. That's Tosis' shita. The Chazanish is very upset about that. So the Chazanish says, what's going on? What do you mean? Tosis says, yesh koach laka, b'kum b'yasei, v'dava ha'dayma. So that'll destroy the whole religion. So the Chazanish thinks that Tosis never said. But Tosis says in so many different places, it's quite impossible to reread every single Tosis. Chazanish didn't like it. He didn't like the Tosis. So he disagreed. So he tried to reinterpret that Tosis never said in very sure. So it sounds like the Rambam also understood like Tosis. Asuah kemeis mitzvah. The Rabbit says there is such a gemara, asuah kemeis mitzvah, but not on every case of a kohen whose wife dies, asuah kemeis mitzvah. The gemara has a case where the kohen is married to the girl only midirabbanan. The girl is a ketana, and her father died. And she was married off by her mother or her older brothers. Ketana sheisiva ima v'yacheha. So the whole kiddushin is only midirabbanan. So then it says if there's Kiddushin and Nisuin and she dies and the husband is Metame. So the Gemara says, but she's only married Midir Rabbanim. How do the Chacham have the ability to declare that the Kohen is allowed to be Metame to the Mesim? On the level of the Raisa, she's not married to him. So the Gemara says, Asu'o Kemeis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Asu'o Kemeis Mitzvah. So the Rambam to the Ravid said, that's the only case where it says, Asu'o. So the Rambam took that Gemara and said, that's the explanation for every kohen who's matami to his wife, even if he's married men HaTorah. The wife is not one of the kroivim men HaTorah. Only the seven kroiv. The wife doesn't count. Only the six. Parents and children and siblings, brothers, sisters, mother, father, and son and daughter. And the wife is only midirabbanan, the Rambam says. How can it be midirabbanan? V'cheyesh kerach laka b'kum v'yaseh. So the Rambam took that Gemara, Asur Kemeis Mitzvah. So the Tamei law, Liyorsha is a machlekes, Atanom, it is the Raisa the Rabban. The Tamei law is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, but it's a diminator. Lohafen and the Rav, at least that's a real din the Raisa. Lohafen and the Rav. When she's a Nara Hamara, so we are by the Mephirim in the Rav. The Oris cannot be made from the Nidorim without Shut for Sa'av. When she's in Nesua, then Ishta Nesua, so the Baal is made for all of the Nidorim. Yeah. So there are other dinim deraisa also. There are the differences between arus and nesua. This is chenek and this is skilo. There are other differences. I think I mentioned that there's it was an opinion in the Rishonim that the Neshes Isha Zinsa is Chayv Karis, it's only if she's in a Suah. She's in Arusa, there's no Karis. It's against the Beferish Gemara. So I think I mentioned this story now. The Rav Mendel Zaks was giving me a Bechina. I was in first year high school. So he asked me that question. Is the Neshes Isha Zinsa, is the Karis if she's in Arusa? I said, of course there's Karis. Well, what? Oh, you don't know the Maim Ritzberg, you know, Taisu Arosh and Yevomis. I never heard of Maim Ritzberg, never heard of Taisu Arosh. He used to ask questions that he knew that Tambina wouldn't know. He asked the question to see if you're thinking straight. So I was thinking straight. Yeah, it's again set off in the Gemara. Anyway, there are more differences. So that's the Gemara Shaila. If a man is Bekadosh, but be a Boiluhu, be a Nisu and Oisa, Eris and Oisa, that the premise seems to be that if a man was Bekadosh and Isha, because of a Peshtar, then he does Bia. The Bia will make her into an Nisu. Bia makes her into an Nisu. So now they had a Sofik. What if he's Mekadosh B'Bia? Maybe you go two steps together. Why should you? He should do another Bia later on. He already did the Bia, so the Bia makes the Erisin with the Nisun. Or should I say no? The Bia only makes Erisin. She's only an Arusa. You're going to need another action to make her into Nisun. That's going to be a shame. What he'll do? Another Bia. The first Bia does Erisin. Second Bia, repeat the same thing, going to make a Nisun. Or you have to have something else other than Bia. Maybe it does make sense to say to do the same thing twice, and the second one should count as an Isun. So that's Shaila with the Marsha, with the Tosfos before, is that Nita Mayama, you do the exact same activity twice. The first one makes Erisin, and only in the second one makes Nisun. But they say Mayom may high beer, may high beer. Why should the second one make Nisun? It must be that if he's Mekadosh because of a Bishtar, then Bia makes Nisun. Kaddish B'Bia, then you have to do something else for the Nisun. Maybe Yichud. It doesn't make sense. Yichud Aroy L'Bia. So Bia itself is no good. Only Yichud Aroy L'Bia is good. That's problematic. Okay. So maybe Belinetta will continue tomorrow. Yeah. Why do you still have a
girl?
Because
you didn't
think Mishah's Hara
already was
going to be Nisun. No. Maybe he hopes he can't do. It's all melt discussion. He's doing Nisun before it
is. No, so I'm saying, so isn't that a problematic? How is he going to send tomorrow?
No, the Nisun didn't begin. He did Erisin. Erisin is already Mahdiya. And he has to do something else later.